Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Another case.
Another case? What happened, man? What'd you do? Tell me about it, man. Why'd you get in another case? You like to get in trouble? Does trouble follow you? Did you want to talk about it all? Did you want to talk about something, man?
Oh, free young blood.
All right. Well, thank you guys for talking to us. Have a good one.
Boom. Hard hitting to the point.
There's a lot of sober people that you guys talk to down there.
Hey,
huh?
Sometimes there's true gangsters down there, and all they want to say is a couple words. Free young blood.
Was he just standing there staring at you the whole time you were asking him questions?
Really awkward. A big Samoan guy, and he's like, caught another cache. And then he would not talk at all. I was like, kind of scared.
Yeah.
That's why I thank you for talking to me. Thank you. Free young blood. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
I absolutely agree. I've been saying it for years now. How long has it been locked up? For 7 years.
Oh, my gosh. What you doing at the courthouse?
And keeping all these busters off my butt. Getting them all to leave me alone so I can get out and do my own thing without people following me around.
What are busters?
And just a bunch of people just trying to follow me around, put me under surveillance because I got something that they want, obviously.
What do they want from you exactly?
Man, I don't know. I might just have a beautiful girlfriend, or I might just have something else in life that they may want.
Kind of like a celebrity, sounds like.
I guess so, huh?
Beautiful girlfriend, you're a handsome guy. People just can't handle it.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Yep.
Has nothing to do with the crimes you might be committing or the drugs you have at your place.
Police are following me around because I got a beautiful girlfriend.
If your life would have really turned a different direction, Jubal, I feel like that's what you would have sounded like at the courthouse.
I think so.
Like, just totally not getting it.
I got a beautiful girlfriend. Yeah. They always try to lock up people with beautiful girlfriends.
Paparazzi.
And drugs, too. I got lots of that, but, you know, when you got a beautiful girl on your side, they always want to lock you up.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Just making sure I'm not going to jail and going to court over some child support issues.
How old's your kid, by the way?
Oh, man, I got three of them.
Three? Wow, you've been busy boy, huh? Busy man.
Yeah.
What are their ages?
Man. Oh, man. Well, six, 4, and 2. That one's a hard one.
That was a very difficult question to ask there.
I thought he said he had three kids.
I think it just took him a really long time.
I just wanted to make sure he didn't have twins and he lost one in a closet somewhere.
Well, also possible.
See if we can do
possible.
That math again.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Just making sure I'm not going to jail and going to court. Over some child support issues.
How old's your kid, by the way?
Oh, man, I got three of them.
Three? Wow, you've been busy boy, huh? Busy man.
Yeah.
What are their ages?
Man. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, six, 4, and 2.
That one's a hard one.
That's four kids.
Yeah,
I have a
kids.
Feeling you're not going to win that case if the judge goes, Sir, are you taking care of your children? Yeah, I am. Tell me about them. Well, I got three of them.
No, sir.
Six, 4, and 2.
Good on the baby mama, though, because he's never going to know when they're going to hit 18 and he doesn't have to pay
anymore. That's true, yeah. He's been paying for 45 years.